All right, ladies, we are now recording. Welcome to day number 18. This is all about you, ladies. This is all about celebrating you and me being here to support you, ladies. If you have any questions or comments or concerns about the challenge, like I stated before, I'm not going to mute this call out. I want this to be open. So if you can press *6 on your phone to mute yourself out, and then you can press *6 again to unmute yourself if you have something that you'd like to add, share, or ask. So I'm going to go ahead and state today's affirmation. I hope that you guys say this with me. I hope that you guys have your journals and you guys have been taking lots and lots of notes. Today's affirmation simply says, today I celebrate myself. I celebrate myself because I know I have come a very long way from the woman I used to be, and I am proud. Today, I celebrate myself. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Today, I celebrate myself. How often do we celebrate us? Ladies, we're always supporting other people. Today is all about you. I celebrate myself because I know I have come a very long way from the woman I used to be, and I am proud. Today, I celebrate myself. Ladies, I hope that you have celebrated yourself in some way, shape, or form today. Even if you were unable to make each and every single day of the challenge, you still had the intention to show up. You still had the desire from the beginning, and even if you were only able to make a couple of the classes, celebrate yourself simply for just investing this time in yourself. It's so important, so important for us to invest in ourselves. So ladies, the floor is yours. I'm going to take the live questions, and then I do have one question in an email that I'm going to address, and I'm going to have this question remain nameless, but I will ask the question and give the answer. So does anybody have any questions or comments or any way that I can support you moving forward? You can press *6 to unmute yourself. Nobody has any questions?
Oh. Wow.
Hello?
Hi, Angel. This is Shakira. I don't really have a question, but I just wanted to talk about the fact of, you know, the power acting as if.
Yes.
I had gone through a lot over like the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, I was diagnosed with a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that that's not going to be me.
Mm.
Although that's what everybody told me I was and that's what I would be, mm-hmm. I wouldn't accept that because I know that God has something more for me than to be stuck taking medications for the rest of my life and
mm-hmm.
all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided to, it's still kind of hard for me to talk about because it's still fresh, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I started talking to myself and giving myself affirmations every day that I'm strong and I can beat this, and this is not who God said that I am. I know that I'm a leader, and I don't want to let something like mental illness be something that stops me from moving forward in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that said, I actually went through some things on my job which led up to the point of my husband feeling like, you know, I needed to go talk to someone or seek help.
Right.
And after I went ahead and I left the job because I felt like my mental stability was more important than the stress that I was feeling on my job.
Right.
And I quit that job, and it was like supposed to be my dream job of being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I, it was probably 2 weeks before this class started
mm-hmm.
that God came to me and told me that I'm supposed to be a life coach
mm-hmm.
because I have a story to share and I have, you know, things that I've gone through and overcome over and over and over. And I could never figure out what my purpose was. Like, what is my purpose? This teaching thing isn't working out. I've worked so hard to get it. You know, I got all these degrees, but now I'm not using them. What am I supposed to do with my life?
Mm-hmm.
And it just came to me to be a life coach. And I went on Instagram, and I put in life coach, and I clicked on a couple of them. And then your name came up, and I clicked on it. And I just started reading about your story. And I was like, if she can overcome all that she's overcame, then I can do it too. And I just wanted to share that story and just let you know that I appreciate you doing this. And I just really feel blessed. That's
You're-
all.
You're welcome, and thank you for showing up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
And it wasn't easy because I'm not usually someone that would share a story, you know, that deep.
Well, get ready to keep sharing your story. Get prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready and prepared for it, because if you feel that God is calling you in that direction, get ready and get prepared for it.
And I was even feeling like, how can I do, like, how can I be, I was questioning myself, how can I be a life coach and I'm supposed to have a mental illness? How am I going to help someone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I know this was God sent. I do know that.
Keep believing. Keep believing. Keep believing in God and keep believing in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a particular question or did you wanted to share your story?
I guess I'm just trying to figure out, like, I know that this is what I want to do,
mm-hmm.
but I just got to figure out the next steps to getting it done. I've already started, like, writing in my journals and coming up with some ideas. I've created a website, but I haven't published it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in that feeling where I'm like, I don't know if it's ready. But I just, you know, just listening to you, there is no set time. You just have to do it.
That's it. That's it. That really is it. Have you downloaded my class that's on my website that is the 7 steps to become a professional life coach?
I have not.
Okay. That class, it's an information class. It's on my website on the first page. If you enter in your email address there in the spot that's allotted for that, you'll get a link and you'll download the class and I teach you how to become a professional life coach in 7 easy steps.
Okay.
So that can be a good start for you. It's an information class. I'm not, I don't do any certifications. I actually help coaches build their business and gain more clients and create products and programs for their clients. I do not do any certification. I actually partnered with Valerie Burton a few years ago, and I send people that feel as though that they want to be certified to go through her. She has a certification program.
Okay.
But you'll learn more about that in the class, in the seven easy steps, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You are so welcome. Thank you so much for showing up and sharing yourself. Continue to see yourself the way God is seeing you. That's all I can share with you. Just keep on seeing yourself as the woman that God is calling you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have any questions or comments or aha moments? I'm going to go ahead and share the question that I have in my inbox. And I'm hoping that she's on the line tonight. It says, she said, how do I get off of this roller coaster? How can I get financially stable in order to even begin my life goal and begin my life goal and get and stay off of welfare forever? I feel like I'm going in a circle. I want to share with you five simple, and they're simplistic in theory and in reality, but we complicate these things. And these are five steps to achieving anything in life. These are the five steps that I use myself to get off of welfare, to maintain a healthy, balanced life within my personal life and my business life. And it's simply this. If you guys are taking any notes, this is not going to take long. Number one is to have a vision. You have to be able to see where you're going. You have to have some course, some vision that's sitting in front of you that you are working towards. We can't say, I don't know what I want, or I don't know what I want to do with my life, and expect to get there. So you have to have a clear-cut vision. So the first thing is seeing it. The second thing is believing it. When women come to me and say that they don't know what their purpose is, or I always say, if you ask, seek, and knock, you're going to discover it. But the next thing that you have to do is to believe it. Because the scripture tells us, you ask and you shall receive. So when you receive that answer, the trouble comes in, or the difficulty comes in us believing it. I believe that we all get our visions and all of those inspiration and ideas from God, but then it's a matter of believing that we can do those things. So it's first you have to see it, then you believe it, then you have to speak it. And not just speaking that goal into existence, that's a part of it, but you have to completely change your whole language of how you talk about everything. The next point, or the next step after speaking it, is doing something about it. Every goal requires action. Every single goal requires action. And when you take that action long enough and consistently enough, eventually you're going to reap a harvest. And the fifth step to manifesting anything is then you have to manage it, because you will manifest it. And when you manifest it, you have to learn how to manage it. And that's where I fell off in my store, in my business. I had all this money, making all this money in the store, but I didn't know how to manage it. So you have to, number one, see it, number two, believe it, number three, speak it, number four, do something about it, and number five, you have to learn how to manage it. And in all of that, you mentioned in your email that you want to stop going around in circles and ending up at the same spot. You have to consider, who are you listening to? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Who are you allowing to speak into your life? And who are you believing? Who are you believing? It changes everything when you change the people that you surround yourself with. And I don't care how long you've been friends with them or if they're family members. You have to get people out of your life that are speaking negatively or that cause you to speak negatively, if you're not strong enough to be in their presence where you influence them and they're not influencing you, you really have to be careful of who you allow in your space. So you have to see it, believe it, speak it, do it, and manage it. Those are five steps to achieving any goal in the world, whatever you want. Take those five steps and you will make it happen. So that is my answer to that question. And I am checking my phone. Hang on 1 second for me, guys. Oh, okay. That was another email. Does anybody else have any questions or comments or aha moments that they'd like to share from this challenge on our last day?
I do have a question for you. This is Olive.
Yeah.
As we are moving forward and acting as if, and we're taking the action now, even if we don't feel that we're ready, like mm-hmm. becoming a coach, one of the things that you want to do is be authentic in what you're doing. But my question, I guess, is how do you determine as a new coach what you should charge someone?
Ah, prices. That comes into the value that you're bringing to the marketplace. That's how you decipher your prices. I'm sorry, I hear somebody else in the background. If everyone can press *6 to mute yourself out. Oh, I hear a little one. Can somebody press *6? I hear a little one. So Olive, determining your prices would be determining what kind of value you're bringing to your clients.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you chosen a niche? Have you figured out what group of people that you like to work with?
That's what I've been kind of working on today, because today was one of my days, my training Tuesday.
Ooh.
So I've been doing some research and looking and educating myself. So since I was looking at that, one of the things that I was looking at online was determining your niche, and then, you know, from that point. So I'm still working there to figure that out. But I figured while I had your ear, I'd ask that question.
Yes, and discovering your niche is very, very simple. We like to make it so difficult, and it really isn't. I actually blogged about that, and that blog will be out in the next couple of days. I believe it's titled The 5 Ways to Find Your Niche as a Coach. So in that blog, that will be in there.
Great. I will look forward to seeing it.
Awesome. Awesome. And welcome to coaching. Awesome.
Thank
awesome.
You.
I'm excited because, the fire that y'all got in y'all bellies. Ooh. Watch out, world. Awesome. Anybody else have any questions or anything that they'd like to share?
Hi, Angel. This is Denise.
Hello, Denise.
I just wanted to thank you for your information. And I wanted to say that I want to open my own spa.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have the resources. So how or where do I start from there?
Okay, what is the what process are you in now? Where are you in the planning process?
I have the dream. I started trying to piece together my business plan.
Mm-hmm.
I have my vision board. I have little ideas that I'm putting together, and that's about it.
Okay, have you gone to any local spa? You said it's a spa, correct?
Spa, mm-hmm. Health
yeah.
spa.
Have you gone to any local spas in your area?
I've been to one. I've checked it out and everything and got a little feel, so I definitely know that that's what I want. I've been thinking about this for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. So do you know how much you're going to need to get? Have you looked at property?
I haven't looked at property because I decided, well, you know, if I was going to open my own business, I need to at least be able to have some hands-on experience. But I cannot get into classes because I still owe my student loan.
I'm sorry, you said you can't get to classes because of what?
I still owe my student loan.
Oh, student loan. Okay. So
mm-hmm.
you do know that there are online classes.
No, they told me there's no massage therapy online class or anything like that.
You said that there is none?
That's what they told me, there isn't any, because it's a hands-on class.
Oh, for hands-on. Okay. So when you say you can't go back to school right now because of your student loans, what about working in one of the spas that are in your area?
I've tried. I put in applications, but I haven't gotten anything. The only thing I can come close to is volunteering my time.
Okay.
Just to get the feel, but no credentials.
Right. Are you working to pay off your student loans now? Is that something that you're in the process of doing, or have you had to stop and put it on hold?
Well, I started in the beginning, but now I've been laid off.
Okay.
So I'm the person who you did the introduction question.
You said you're the person that what?
That you did the question about.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Okay. So now I got a little bit more background. Okay.
Yeah.
So does it have to be a spa to start out with? How have you thought about doing it, going to your client and doing it in their home?
I thought about that, but I figured I need to have some kind of degree or something because they want somebody who's very professional.
Okay. I would Google that to find out what kind of credentials you need to legally get started. You want to be a masseuse, or is it facials that you want to do?
Well, I'm the masseuse. But actually, I want to own the business, but I figure that, you know, starting out, I would like to be able to get hands-on in case, you know, if somebody, I can fill in where I'm needed, but I want to own my own. But I'll start out as a masseuse, yes.
Right, I got that. So later on you would like to open up your own. I would Google and find out what are the credentials that you legally need to get started being a masseuse.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I would go from there because I don't, to my knowledge, I don't think that you need any credentials to be a masseuse. I'm not sure, though. That's what I'm saying to Google.
Like different types. They have the flexology and all the different
mm-hmm.
one about aromatherapy and, you know, got to know the different parts of the body. Like if somebody has sports injury, you want to know which side you're massaging for what reason.
That training, I understand that you want to do the hands-on. While that's important because the job does require for you to be hands-on, but I would do as much reading as you possibly can right now.
Okay.
Do as much reading on the body parts, knowing where you're touching. You can do all of that outside of the classroom.
Right, yes.
The internet affords us that.
Mm-hmm.
And so while you're getting yourself together, you're studying. You're actually in school or in college yourself doing it on your own right now until you can get back into the classroom. But I would definitely start there. See what you legally need to get started. And I'm sure you've got some friends that wouldn't mind being guinea pigs.
Oh, yeah.
For your hands-on experience until you can get your student loans paid off and get back into the classroom.
Okay. I'll give that a shot, definitely. Yeah.
Awesome.
So thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for your question. Anybody
no
else
problem.
Have any questions or want to share anything?
Hey,
so,
Angel, it's Janine from Maryland.
Yes, Janine from Maryland. Hello.
Yes, I just had a simple question. I wanted to know if you're still selling your products in Maryland or online or anything. I'm sorry, I have a cold.
As far as my accessories?
Yes, your accessories, or you're just doing mostly life coaching these days.
Right now I am doing mostly life coaching. I actually did start it back up. I don't know if you were connected with me a few months ago. I started selling my accessories and all that. Again, it conflicted with a major project that I had going on at the time, so I had to stop it and only keep supplying the people that I knew personally. But
okay.
I will eventually start back.
Okay. Will it be something you'll announce online?
Yes, it is.
So we could buy products. Okay, great.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for that question. Anybody else have any questions or want to share anything?
Angel, this is Shakira. I'm not sure about the lady who was speaking about her student loans. She can have those student loans deferred from her student loan company so that she can go back to school. And I thought I heard her say that she's not working.
Yeah.
They will do forbearance for that.
Ooh. Did you hear that?
I heard that, but I'm in default already. Can they still do that even though I'm in default?
I would just call them and talk to them and tell them your situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more than likely with what's going on, they're going to help you out. They're going to correct those student loans. I've had that to happen before, and right now my student loans are on hold because I'm not currently working, but I called and they did a forbearance and a deferment on my student loans for me.
Mm. That's worth a shot.
Yeah, hi. This is Fatima from Maryland, Angel. Hi, I'm in. But just to piggyback on what you said, even if you mm-hmm. call them and make a small arrangement, and this is me from experience, mm-hmm. of making a payment arrangement of $50 and making your first payment, it takes mm-hmm. you out of the deferment. And then you can work with them. They'll take you directly out as soon as you make that first payment. As much as I'm not going to say that you can do $5, but if
right.
you make a $50 payment to get yourself mm-hmm. back on track, they'll definitely
right.
work with you. And then you can go continue your education.
There.
And I've did that. I've done that. I mean, as recently as this year.
Okay. Because I thought that once you start paying, they give you like 60 days or 6 months or something just to see whether you're keeping up with the payments or something.
No, they don't. Well, I haven't experienced that, but they do. It does come off of your credit as a default, and it does go into as a recurring, as a payment that you're making arrangements on it.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
But the worst thing you can do is not call them because the work.
Yeah.
You think that you don't see it, and it's just because I don't call them and I don't answer their calls, the bill doesn't. It's not there. It's behind the scenes working against you. So the worst thing to do is not make any calls at all.
That's so true. And I just received a text message from my other cousin. That's my cousin speaking now. That my other cousin just texted me, and she told me to share with you to find out if there is an apprenticeship in that field as well.
Apprenticeship. I'm writing it down. So thank you, lady, for all your information.
Why didn't she text? Why didn't she chime in? Is she not on the phone?
I don't know.
She just texted me too. What's wrong with her?
Anybody else have any questions or anything that they want to share? Anything that I can support you ladies in moving forward after these 18 days?
Angel, I did
yes.
send you a text message the other day. This is your cousin, and
yes.
I thought maybe we would discuss that tonight. But I was calling because I was wondering, and I don't know if this is the forum for that, how would I initiate being able to go in and speak to the various women in the shelter?
Mm-hmm.
To share my life experience and maybe kind of give them hope and give mm-hmm. them a sense of care from someone else.
This is what you asked me the other day in the text. What did I say? I'm looking now. To go to the shelter and speak with the director and
okay.
ask them what their is their protocol or their formality of having volunteers come in.
Okay, that's perfect. That's exactly what I'll do.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Angel. This is Kimyata from Maryland. My sister's place is always looking for volunteers to come in and speak, and that's in Cathedral, downtown Baltimore. And you don't have to have any qualifications or anything. Just contact Jackie Reed, and she can assist you.
Perfect.
So it's my sister's place.
Downtown Baltimore?
Yes.
Perfect.
My sister's place, and her name's Jackie Reed.
Got it.
All right.
Next, yeah.
Thank you, Kimyata. Thank you so much.
No problem.
That's perfect. And you got a name.
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Anybody else have any questions or comments or anything that they would like to share?
And this is Kimiata one more time.
Yes.
Sorry. For the lady that was interested in massage or being a masseuse, community college, like she could try our local community college. They offer classes as well.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right. I'm muting myself again.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Hello?
Awesome. Yes.
Hello? This is Beverly in New York.
Hey,
you
Beverly.
Hear me? Hi. I have an aha moment. All I can start out to say is God is good all the time, and
yes.
All the time God is good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, during the challenge with you, I have missed a couple of days, I must be honest. It was out of my control, though. I noticed that as things are changing in my mind, in my world, and I'm becoming more and more positive, I'm able to brush, like you ducks brush off water, I'm able to brush off the negativity and things that bother me. They don't bother me anymore when somebody says something. And the main thing I want to say, I want to share with everybody, when you as a woman change, especially if you're the head of the household or mom or whatever, I noticed things are happening for my children and grandchildren that are positive as well. So it's trickling down, and it's an amazing feeling. Every day I'm getting a text or a call, this is happening, Mommy, this is happening, and it's like, what? And I'm like, God, you know what I mean? I just can't say it enough. Can't say it enough. It took me aback, and I'm like, you know, you just have to take a deep breath. I am so happy and so thankful for you, Angel, so thankful, so thankful.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for sharing that. It does cause a rippling effect. It really does. Just as negativity causes a rippling effect, so does positivity. So I feel that thing. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's awesome for you and your family. That's awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. So welcome. Anybody else want to share anything before we end on our last night together?
Well, I have another question.
Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, do we have to end?
I was about to say the same thing. I mean, can this be like a weekly or bi-monthly meeting?
Oh, goodness. I would love to work to do this every single night, but I gotta live, too.
Well, you know, I know. Look, Angel, well, you know I know where you live.
I know.
I'll just drive down.
Ladies, this is not going to be this will be the last challenge for 2015, I believe, but it definitely won't be the last class at all. I have another class coming up really, really soon, and you ladies will be the first to know and to hear about that. I believe that it's going to help us to summarize everything that we've been doing to really catapult us into the next level of our lives. So I do have another class that's coming out really, really soon. So you guys will hear about that soon. Anybody else have any questions or comments or aha moments that they would like to share?
I would like to hear from Mona because she's really been getting a lot out of this, even though she's been silent behind the doors. She's really been giving you good cheers after we hang up and we have our powwows. She's been so silent lately, and I'm not sure exactly why. Maybe
it's okay. I understand the silence. I understand. I used to be that. I get it. That's okay. That is okay. Anybody else want to share before we end on tonight, our last night? Is anybody on YouTube? Does anybody have a YouTube channel? I don't.
Yeah, I do.
Is that Beverly?
I have nothing on my channel. I just have one, and I follow you.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm looking for somebody that actively posts videos.
Does stuff,
anybody?
Yeah, no.
Okay, okay. All right, ladies. Well, if that is it, I'm going to give it one more last time. Yes. I heard a voice. Hello? I thought I heard a voice.
I do, too.
Did you talk Mona up?
Oh, no. No, no. Mona's having Tom time. Okay.
All right, ladies. I'm going to give it one more time. Does anybody have any questions, comments, or anything that they need support in as they move forward?
Well, what I can do is, Angel, it's and this is me just asking because I've heard some good information over the last, good questions and good information, good leads from the women that are on this line. And I'm not sure if anyone else would be willing to, but it would be great to connect with the women out there because they're all over the world. I mean, well, I don't know if they're all over the world, but they're all over the country. So if that's something that they are willing to do and you are willing to coordinate, maybe we can send you our information and you can log it like a class list, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I can do that. Actually, in the email that I just sent out, it links to my blog. So if you guys want to go to my blog and you guys can connect and chit-chat, actually, let me take that back. Not the very last email that I sent you, but the email that has the first class in it, because the email that I sent you tonight, that blog is going to be taken down in 72 hours. So if you go to the blog post right before that, everybody can go there and share their information. And also, if you guys are connected with me on Facebook, if you would link your name there and just say you are a part of the class, and then everybody can become friends with each other on Facebook and on Instagram as well.
Oh, great. Sounds like a great idea.
Okay, so you ladies can go ahead and do that on my personal page and on my business page if you just go ahead and link and say you were in the class. Thank you so much, Fatima.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is my name is Roberta, and I'm from New Jersey. I just had a question. I'm not sure if you said it already, but is there any way we could listen to the classes that we missed?
The classes will be available after the challenge is completely over, which is today. The only classes that are actually going to be at no cost are the one that I send out tonight and the first class. After that, they're going to be sold, so I won't be sending them back out like I did tonight.
How much is the price? Is it on the website?
It's on my website, and for you can get $50 off from now until, I believe it's April the 10th, that the sale ends.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any more questions, aha moments?
Hello, Angel.
Yes, Artilia, yes.
You know what? It sounds so funny to hear you say it like that. This is my second time around, and you know, with the email that I sent you, you know how I feel about you, and you know how my family also know how I feel about you, and my friends know how I feel about you, and I was thinking, and I'm getting ready to start, and I normally don't start. But when I thought about it, I say, wow, can she get any better than what she was the first time around? Yes. Yes.
Well, I appreciate you, Miss Artilia, but I have a question for you.
You know I'm running from you, right?
You just said, you know how I feel about you. You know how my family feels about you. And my friends even know how I feel about you. I want to know, how do you feel about you?
You know, I still have that stone that you sent me, and I have that on the dresser. And it's fast. I remember because it's right there where I see them. And I know you've heard me tell my story. I can't remember exactly which day it was with my struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel the same way that I used to feel about myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I always know that there is more work, there's room for improvement. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not at that 100% way as though I'm loving me every day. But do I have days where I love me? I like me. I can actually say I like me, you know.
Yeah.
Some days I love me. Some days I really, really love me. So I'm like, well, you know what? I love you, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did I answer your question?
You did. There is no right or wrong. There is no right or wrong. That's your answer. And I'm glad to hear that you like yourself and you're not feeling as much as the way that you used to feel. So that's good. At least there is some progress. That's very, very good.
I think it's more important sometimes to like yourself and others more than love them, because it's easy. It's easy to love someone, because especially family, because they're supposed to. That's like unconditional
mm-hmm.
love. But to actually like someone is a whole nother level of humanity to me.
And I come to realize it is because I wasn't living on purpose. And I'm thinking, how could you like or love yourself when you're not doing the things that you agree that you do?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That spoke to me. You know, and I was like, okay, make a lot of sense to me.
Yes. You keep working on it. If you keep working on it, you will. I believe that you can master it. I really do. I know it sounds like a stretch, but I do. I believe that you can master yourself. So thank you so much, Miss Artelia, for sharing. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And I'll talk to you this week. All right, ladies. Well, I just want to tell you that I'm proud of you, that I believe in you, that I'm looking forward to the things that you guys are going to produce out of your bellies. I am excited. For those ladies that have already purchased the Uncommon Woman Challenge, you will receive them either on or before April the 10th. Anything else other than that, you guys have my email. Please stay connected with me. And I will see you ladies in Cyber World and on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and all those wonderful social media sites. Ladies, good night, good night, good night.
Good night.
God bless you.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.